Hey there, it's Dr. Nazanin Mo'oli, and I want to chat with you about a key ingredient for a fabulous date night, feeling sexy. And come on, let's be real. What you wear plays a big part in how you rock that confidence. That's why I'm thrilled to introduce you to Quince. Quince brings you premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts starting at just $30, along with washable silk tops, 40-karat gold jewelry, and more. And guess what? All of their goodies are priced 50 to 80% lower than similar brands. By teaming up directly with top factories, Quince skipped the middleman and hands us the saving. Plus, they stick to factories with safe, ethical practices and top-notch fabrics and finishes. How awesome is that? Picking from Quince's website was tough, because they have a ton of fabulous choices. I ended up going for their 100% washable silk sleep dress in champagne. And let me tell you, my husband was floored. He's convinced whoever rocks this is in for a blast. I'm going to record some content on that dress so you can see how fabulous is that dress. Elevate your date night style with Quince. Pop over to quince.com/sexology for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexology to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/sexology.
Welcome to Sexology, a podcast that untangles the science of sex and pleasure. And now, with this week's episode, your host, clinical psychologist, Dr. Nazanin Mo'oli.
Hello there. You're listening to episode 216 of Sexology Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Nazanin Mo'oli. Today, we're going to talk about how you can celebrate this Valentine's Day in a way that's fun and exciting, and perhaps you can include some novelty component to this sexual play and the date that you're planning for your partner. I know that many of us, our life circumstances has changed due to the current pandemic, but it doesn't mean necessarily that we will not be able to still have fun. So before I share with you guys some ideas and recommendation that I give to my clients about how they can add novelty in their relationship, I wanted to thank those of you who entered yourself to the giveaway we had for our anniversary year. We did a random raffle. We announced the name in our social media and also in the newsletter. So those of you guys that entered your name, thank you so much. We appreciate you listening to this podcast. We will have tons of great giveaways in the next few months because I love you guys. I appreciate you. And my love language is giving gift. Also, I'm on Clubhouse. For those of you that you're not familiar with Clubhouse, it's an invite-only social media, at least at the time of this recording. And if you are the listener of this show, I'm doing a giveaway. I'm giving away 3 entrance invitation to Clubhouse. All you would need to do is to write us a review, take a snapshot of the review, and direct message me in Instagram. My handle is at Sexology Podcast. I'm going to do a giveaway for those 3 invitation this weekend, and I'll announce the winners this Sunday. So I would love to see you there. I've been hosting rooms on a regular basis, one with other colleague of mine who's a psychologist. And also the other room is also I'm co-facilitating with a friend that she's a therapist and stand-up comedian. When we do lots of sex education, answering your questions on those rooms. And I would love to see you there. My handle and Clubhouse is at Sexology. All right, let's talk about how we can keep things exciting in our relationships. That's one of the number one questions that I actually get from people, from my listeners and also my clients, is how to keep passion alive in a long-term relationship. It's one of those things that many people want it, but very, very few people have it long-term in their relationships. It's because keeping things exciting, it takes effort. effort and energy, and it requires you to be intentional in your relationship. The New York Times asked 3,000 of their subscribers a few years ago this question: if your entire sexual history were made public, would people find it shocking or boring? And 2/3 of people wrote down boring, which was hilarious. I was laughing because it talks about how interesting is our expectation that we think everyone else is having these fantastic, exciting sexual experiences and we're left out. And in reality, most people are not having exciting, novel sexual experiences. Well, if you're curious about the reasoning, I have some hypotheses. Many of my clients, as I said, they want to have sexual experiences that are exciting and passionate, but they feel if they are investing time and energy in their relationship, there is something wrong with their relationship. They think sex needs to be spontaneous. We talk about how passion is something that needs to be in the relationship all the time, regardless of your stress level, things that's going on in your life. And we kind of get lazy, if I'm honest with you, that we know what we like. We know what worked with our partner in the past, and we're just going for it. We're having the same sexual experiences, same positions, same kind of foreplay for years and years. And of course that will lead to us having boring sex. So Valentine is an opportunity for you to set the right intention, kind of paying attention on what's going on in the relationship. As you're choosing gifts, as you're thinking about things to do with your partner, it's important to think about what are some of the verbal and nonverbal messages that I'm sending to my partner. If I'm choosing the gift that's not thoughtful, or I'm not necessarily thinking about it ahead of time, or I'm not present, if I'm not taking care of myself. I think these are all wonderful information that we can kind of be curious about, because these are the data point for us to see what's going on in our relationship and also in our kind of personal life. So if sexual health and wellness is important for you, my invitation for you is to kind of approach this Valentine's Day as an opportunity to approach things differently. So there are two parts when it comes to passion and having sexually exciting experiences. First part is the thrill side of our kind of relationship, the excitement, things that keeps us engaged in our relationship, in our sexual experiences with our partner. So if you find yourself bored in a relationship with your partner that you've been with for years and years, it's not necessarily means that they are boring, because boredom is residing in your mind. So it's just a matter of kind of showing up and looking at the situation with different eyes. That could be part of it. The other part is kind of like doing something and kind of incorporating things that makes your sex life exciting. So it's just a matter of kind of like tackling it from two angles. So when I think about passionate relationships, I think about two components. First component is the relationship you have with your partner outside bedroom. They're kind of like this dynamic, this dance that you guys having. And I know that everyone, they struggle at times. There are going to be conflicts, there are going to be disagreement, but how you're managing those conflict is crucial in how you're relating with your partner. If you have unresolved issues with your partner, if you're struggling with resentment, frustration, especially, it's my experience for my female clients that it really impacts the quality of the sexual experiences that they're having, and even willingness to participate in sex. Oftentimes in heterosexual couples that they come to me for counseling, I hear from the male partner that my wife is avoiding sex or my partner is avoiding sex. And when we really get into what's happening, it's not that the wife has low desire. The relationship is just so problematic. There are conflicts that hasn't been resolved. They feel at times that their partner is not having their back. And of course, they're not excited about having sex. it's my experience for my male clients at times, it's easier to compartmentalize sex and relationship. But I certainly work with my male clients that they also notice that the relationship with partner is impacting their kind of like sexual experiences and willingness and excitement. So my invitation for you is that if you are your relationship struggling, if you find yourself constantly bickering with your partner, it's time to invest in tackling this. There are a number of different ways that you can tackle this negativity between you and your partner. And my invitation for you is definitely address it sooner than later. If you've been in this cycle for a while, maybe it's time for you to seek out couples counseling or taking some kind of online classes that help you to negotiate and navigate the relationship better. Well, going back to the novelty piece, I have some ideas that can perhaps kickstart your kind of brainstorming for Valentine's. As most of you guys know that I love novelty in all aspects of life, and it's one of the ongoing jokes between my husband and I that for all these years that we've been together, I ask him what you want for your birthday. He's very particular. Can you wear this? Do this? We're going to go this. So like everything, he wants to know exactly how things will unfold. And for me, the answer surprised me, because for me, kind of a mediocre surprise is significantly better than a good solid experience that I had in the past. So if you are curious about kind of adding novelty in your sex life, you're definitely in the right place. Well, the first invitation I have for you is to talk to your partner about some of the things that you like, dislike, and you're curious if you haven't had this conversation in last 3-4 months. So one of the exercises that I do with my clients is that I invite them to do a naked happy hour every perhaps 2 to 3 weeks. What you're doing is that if you're drinking cocktail, you can drink, you're naked, or you're wearing something that makes you feel sexy. So it could be a sexy lingerie, it could be your underwear, whatever makes you feel tap into that erotic part of you. And you're coming into the state with having like 5 to 7 ideas about the things that you're curious to explore. And then at the date, at this happy hour, you guys are exchanging these lists and choosing 1 or 2 things that you will kind of be open to explore. So I want you guys to approach this with an open mind. So we're going through our partner's list and labeling each activity based on your level of interest, putting yes, no, maybe. So if you're stuck with choosing items and putting it on the list, I created this free checklist a few months ago of 101 ways that you can keep the relationship hot. So that list is filled with ideas of the things you can do to spice things up in your relationship. So you're welcome to certainly download it and use it as a point of inspiration. Then after kind of like going through each other's list, choose 2 different dates in which each partner gifting the other partner an activity from the list. So like if there's something that your partner put that's a yes, and maybe it's a maybe for you, or it's a yes for both of you, but you haven't explored it, then you can choose that item. My invitation for you is to not necessarily choose things that are less than 5. So 10 is it's like this activity is extremely hot, 5 it's neutral, and 0 is like I hate it. Because what we want to do is to kind of show up with some level of enthusiasm. If you're choosing something that's a 3 or 4 for you and you're just doing it for your partner, you might show up resentful, and that will impact the quality of the experience that you want to cultivate with your partner. So the other idea I have as far as how you can keep things exciting, I got it from the Book of Love, Laughter, and Romance. So the author talked about planning an outing, but keeping it as a secret. So you're just choosing the time and you're asking your partner, you're telling your partner when, what they're wearing, and kind of like how do you want them to show up. So it could be as simple as you guys as going out on a picnic, and you can start with things that are not sexual and then transitioning to more of a sexual things. Since you're listening to this for Valentine's and you guys are listening to a sex podcast, I'm assuming that you are interested in kind of like getting ideas, sex ideas for Valentine's. So if you and your partner are open, then you can use it in a sexual content. You can definitely even choose a lingerie for your partner to wear, or kind of like show putting some prop. So you can go as creative as you want with this strategy. This next strategy comes from one of my sex therapist colleagues and once a supervisor, Dr. Linda DeVillers. She calls it the royal treatment. So the way it works is you and your partner are choosing two different days. On the day that it's your day, you are kind of being taken care of. So your partner are cooking the thing that you like. You guys are doing the activity that you like, and they're engaging in a sexual play that you want. Of course, we want to make sure that we're mindful of our partner's boundary. But I think if your relationship is at a good place, this power exchange, because there is a component of power exchange in it, can be very, very interesting and delicious. And I think also what I've been hearing from my clients is if you are someone that's kind of like independent and you see yourself as a giver, it will be very, very interesting to be at the receiver. Because when you are a receiver, it's all about you. You're not giving back. And it's interesting that some of the information that the emotions that comes up for you might kind of like have give you information about how comfortable you are with receiving favors, with kind of being vulnerable. So that can also be a data point. At last, something that I also wanted to emphasize is that whenever that you want to incorporate novelty in the relationship, it's important to add it in a kind of bite-sized manner, because in order for people to feel safe to explore things, there needs to be a balance between kind of psychological comfort and also novelty. So if you're completely removing the piece that you feel uncomfortable with and you are kind of like adding something that completely novel on a regular basis, that can be discouraging, that can lead to some setbacks. So definitely keep in mind about how you're going to maintain that dance. Also, I think it's important to think about, okay, if I want to incorporate novelty, what would be the version 1.2 of what we're already doing? So if any of those things that we talked about so far feels too much, then you can change element of your relationship to incorporate novelty. Yeah, maybe you can have sex at a new place. Maybe you can add some role play in it. Maybe you can have sex in a new location. I had clients that they were playing this game that they were having sex in different rooms in their house. And that was kind of, that was bringing lots of fun and creativity in their relationship, or even kind of exploring different positions. So there are a number of different things that you can incorporate today to kind of spice things up that does not necessarily require you to go out of the house or do something that you're absolutely not comfortable with. I hope you found these ideas useful. I would love to hear about some of the things that you guys end up doing in Valentine's. Definitely feel free to DM me on Instagram. My handle is @sexologypodcast. And also, I want to make sure that I'm continuing to record the content that's useful and relevant to you and what you're curious about. So if you have a few moments, please complete the survey in the show notes. So it takes about, I think, 5 minutes, and it will give me this information about what are some of the topics that you guys are interested to learn more about. So I hope you guys have a fantastic Valentine's Day, and I'll talk to you guys next week. Thanks for listening to the Sexology Podcast. For more great content, visit www.sexologypodcast.com. Please be advised that information presented on this podcast is not a substitute for seeking help from a licensed mental health provider.